It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Family matter right now, so hopefully back for Philly.
Is Lafferty ready, or is he just...
Lafferty is being evaluated right now. I don't think so. So I'll probably know half an hour or so.
Would that put Dunn in there?
That Dunn would go in, yeah.
What do you know about Dunn? I
mean, well, you know, we saw him play the game. Plays hard. He's got some physicality to him. Has played well down there. Centerman, of course. He may have to play wing tonight for us. But just a hard player, and has played well in Rochester.
Isak's cognizant that he has to show more.
Who's that?
Isak Rosane. He said he needs to show more. Just what would you like to see from him, I guess?
Maybe a little composure puck-wise. He'll have the puck a little bit more. I think we'll get to see a little bit more. I think there's times he's kind of deferring to plays that don't allow him to have the puck as much.
How do you balance some of these... offensive young, prospect types, giving them an opportunity versus, just finding a spot for them in the lineup that maybe works?
I think almost always they battle that. Always a player like Rosie that comes up will battle that. You don't go straight to the top line. You don't take a Paterka spot or that's always their battle is to, how to show with not being like the guy and not being on the first power play and stuff like that. So, he'll have those opportunities and those moments inside the game to use his skill, use his speed, and that's what he has to take advantage of.
Is it a thing, when I say you have to learn how to win, is that a thing? And I'm using the example of the last game. You guys scored the go-ahead goal very early in the third. You had to defend the rest of the period, 18 minutes. And this year that hasn't gone very well at times, but you were able to defend that lead and win 3-2. Do you have to teach these guys how to win?
I think more than how to win is how not to lose. And I think a lot of that has come down to puck management and, time and place on the ice. If you look at, the way that third period went, we scored. I think we only gave them, after that, gave them two opportunities to tie the game. And that's just playing the game the right. That's not giving up odd-numbered rushes. It's not giving up two and ones on careless plays. When you're down, you got to put a lot more risk in your game, and then you're going to see some of those odd-numbered rushes. When you're winning and you have the lead, it's can you still create pressure but not give up high-quality opportunities from making, you know, high-danger plays.
What do you like about having Benson higher in the lineup?
Just offensively down low, he can make a lot of good plays. He's good around, you know, around that dot, below the circle, below the goal line. I think we saw that in the play last game. You know, there was a period of time I thought his energy was a little bit low, but I think his game right now is in a pretty good place. And skating-wise and energy-wise is good. And that being said, it's a, you know, pretty demanding part of the schedule, and he's been doing a good job with it.
That foundation that he's built defensively, it's just a matter of time before the offense comes the type of player that he is.
Yeah, I think that, you know, when I look at, you know, kind of primary opportunities in the game, that has to be elevated. Whether you're creating some of those primary opportunities yourself or your teammate is creating them. I think he had one last game. It was a turnover by Ottawa that, you know, he ripped a shot that didn't beat the goaltender. So if the scoring is going to go up, you know, obviously the primary chances have to go up for him. And I think a lot of his opportunities are, you know, around the paint. They're not shooting opportunities usually. They're either a secondary opportunity or a small play below the dots. His type of opportunities are a little different than some of our other players.
Is there a player he reminds you of when he's wearing guys out, getting under guys' skin, and just kind of outworking guys to get back?
Yeah, you know, I think there's a list of those type of guys. You know, if you wanted to start with the guy that was the captain in Boston, he was sort of like that, you know. That always kind of under your skin and still have a lot of skill and a lot of talent and good defensive player and, you know, can kill penalties, can be on the power play, everything. I think it's, you know, that's probably the top example you can go in the league. And there's a lot of other guys that know that kind of got to make a living being an annoying guy out there. And he's really good at it.
How much does James Reimer play into, you know, the opportunity he's been getting lately of giving the team confidence to go out and win hockey games with, you know, what you've been seeing from him from the back end?
Obviously he's been the main reason we've been able to win the last couple of games. He gave us a lot of – I thought our first period was, you know, was poor. And we got out of that period, I think, where we were at because of our goaltender. And that gave us enough life to play a pretty good 40 after that. And I think that's you don't always, you know, most games there's going to be a period you don't like. Sometimes you need the big saves inside of that. I think he's been able to, you know, give us those type of saves that have allowed us go to Winnipeg. Now that Winnipeg, we played a great third period. The first period again, not that great. And the second period, we were trying to find our game. And then the third, I thought we played really well. And until we got to that point, we needed some big saves out of our goalie to get us there.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. in. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.